And this is Leslie Mitchell bidding you welcome to this theater of the air, where each week will be presented famous British stars in well-known British plays and films. Outstanding among the films of Britain during the war years were pictures produced by the team of David Lean, Ronald Neim, and Anthony Havelock Allen in association with Noel Coward. Such films as In Which We Serve, Blithe Spirit, This Happy Breed, and Brief Encounter. Today we're privileged to present a special radio adaptation of one of these films, played for you by members of the original cast, including Robert Newton, John Mills, Celia Johnson, and Kay Walsh, with Stanley Holloway as your storyteller in his original characterization of Bob Mitchell, the man from next door. It's the story of a London family, their adventures, their loves, and their triumphs during 20 years of history. Noel Coward's This Happy Breed.
Mitchell's my name, Bob Mitchell. I live at number 15 Sycamore Road, Clapham Common, London SW15. At least, I used to live there before the war. The last war, I mean. The 1939 lark. But this story I'm going to tell you, well, that starts 20 years before that. April 1919. All afternoon, there'd been a moving van outside the house next door, number 17. Round about tea time, after the moving van had gone, I popped round the back way and went in to pay my respects to the new neighbours, the Gibbonses. I gave a knock at the window, back at number 17.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I hope I don't intrude. I live at number 15 next door, and my missus and I thought if you needed anything in the way of groceries...
Well, I'll be blowed. Mitchell. Bob Mitchell.
That's right.
Well, don't you remember me? Frank Gibbons, the Buffs, B Company, Festerbert, 1915.
Strike me. Pinkett's as dead as mutton after that night attack when we'd gone on to Gavinci and left you in the mud.
But me dead as mutton? I'm tougher than that. Only one small L through my leg in 4 years. Here, take a chair.
Thanks.
How did you make out?
Well, not so bad. Got gassed in 17. All right now, though. Left me chest a bit weak, that's all.
Well, I'll say it's a small world and no mistake.
Don't you think you'd better introduce me, Frank?
Of course. This is the wife, Bob.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Gibbons.
Oh, it's a pleasure, I'm sure.
Well, what a coincidence. I can't get over it.
How long have you been here?
Oh, over a year now. We took the house when I got my discharge in March 18. Nora, that's my missus, she would have come herself tonight, only she's feeling a bit under the weather. You see, we're expecting a little stranger any day
now.
Oh,
it's not her first, is it?
No. We've got a boy, 14. Oh. Wants to be a sailor.
Here, yeah, we've got to celebrate this somehow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a bottle of Donnie Walker next door. It won't take a minute.
Now, you two sit here, and I'll go and get Sylvia's Wincarnis.
Oh, dear.
You won't take a minute to get the Donnie Walker.
Here, yeah, whose dugout do you think this is? You sit down.
All right.
I'll pop in and have one with you later.
You got a job yet?
Yes, I had a bit of luck. A chap called Tickler in my regiment was running a sort of travel agency in Oxford Street before the war. Well, he was the first one I ran into when I got back last April. He started his business again, so he gave me a job.
A travel agency, eh?
Whee! Tours of the battlefields, I'll thank you.
That's a good one.
Yeah, some people certainly do have queer ways of enjoying themselves, don't they?
Yeah, you've got kids, haven't you? I remember you talking about them.
Yeah, three. Two girls and a boy. They're with Ethel's aunt in Broadstairs. We didn't want them under our feet while we was moving in.
How old are they?
Reg, the boy, he's 12. Queen is 13, and Vi, she's 40.
There you are. Supper will be ready in a minute. You sure you won't stay and take potluck with us, Mr. Mitchell?
Thanks very much, Mrs. Gibbons, but I really must get back.
Will you ask your wife when it'd be convenient for me to pop in and see her?
Any time at all.
Well, I'll be saying goodnight, Mr. Mitchell.
Aren't you going to have a drop, dear?
No, dear, we'll spoil Miss Upper now. Don't be long.
Don't forget. Is anything you're wanting?
Thanks very much, I'm sure. Good night.
Good night.
Here, Albert.
Thanks.
It tastes a bit funny, but it's better than nothing. Happy days.
Happy days.
And they were happy days, too. All the rest of the boys were marching back, and we were cheering them home. We had some larks, our two families, the Mitchells and the Gibbonses. 1924, and the Wembley Exhibition. Those were the days. The families were growing up, and my boy Billy, he joined the Navy, was seeing quite a lot of Frank Gibbons' daughter, Queenie. I always thought Queenie was a bit flighty, but Billy was struck on her. I remember one Christmas party. It'd be about 1925. Young Billy managed to work it so that he was alone for a few minutes with Queenie.
Look here, Queenie. If you think I oughtn't have said that about wanting to talk to you alone in front of Vi, I'm sorry, see. I can't say fair on that, now can I?
No, I suppose not.
Willie?
All right.
I do love you, Queenie. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
And I wouldn't do anything to upset you. That is, not meaning to. You know that too, don't you?
Oh, Billy. I wish you weren't going away so soon.
Will you write to me every now and again? Even if it's only a postcard?
Yes, if you'll write to me.
Oh, all right, it's easy. Promise?
Cross my heart.
You're the sweetest girl I ever met in all my life. Or ever will meet, either.
Oh, that's easy to say, but how do you know?
Well, never you mind, it's true anyway. I say, Queen, a little later on, when I'm earning a bit more, do you think we might have a shot at getting married?
Oh, Bill, how do I know? Well, you might be in China or anywhere. You might have gotten without me by then.
More likely to be the other way around. Pretty girl like you working at being a manicurist, talking to all sorts of different fellas all day long.
Tis more jam being a sailor's wife, is it?
Well, it wouldn't be so bad, you know, if I get my promotion right and get on.
I'll tell you something awful. I hate living here. I hate living in a house that's exactly like hundreds of other houses. I hate coming home from work on tube. I hate washing up and helping Mum darn Dad's socks and listening to Aunt Sil keeping on about how ill she is all the time. And what's more, I know why I hate it. It's because it's all so common. There. I suppose you think I'm getting above myself and I can't blame you. Maybe I am. But I can't help it. And that's why I don't think I'll be a good wife for you. However much I loved you. And I do. I really do. Oh, Billy.
Dear, there's nothing to cry about. I know you mean all right. It's only natural you should feel that way about things.
And you don't think I'm awful then, do you?
Of course I don't. Come on now, cheer up. You don't want to have red eyes on Christmas Day now, do you?
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Queenie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gibbons.
Yes, I think it was.
Oh, I see. Must be a bit miserable going back to work on Christmas night, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. That's all right once you're there, you know.
Aren't you coming into the drawing room?
No, thanks, Mr. Gibbons. Now, I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
All right, son. I'll walk down to the gate with you. I could do with a breath of fresh air myself.
How old are you, Billy? Getting on for 22. Oh, I wish I was.
Good night, Mr. Gibbons.
Good night, Mr.
Mitchell.
Good night. Mr.
Gibbons. Yes, son?
If in 2 or 3 years' time, when I've worked my way up a bit, Queenie and me got married, would you mind?
Well, if Queenie wanted to, it wouldn't matter whether I minded or not. She'd get her own way, you know. She always does.
Next commission, I may be drafted overseas. By the time I get back, I ought to be earning better pay. Yeah, that is, if I've been behaving myself.
Well, what does Queenie think about it?
Well, that's the trouble. I think she thinks that being a sailor's wife might be a bit hard going.
Yeah, she likes having a good time, our Queenie. But maybe she'll calm down a bit later on.
Yes. If you get the chance, Mr. Gibbons, you might sort of put in a word for me now and again.
Right there, son, I'll do my best. Now go on up it.
Thanks. Good night, Mr. Gibbons.
Good night.
We were just about to have the general strike in 1926, and as if that wasn't enough, the Gibbonses had got their own particular bit of trouble coming their way. Things were brought to a head about a year later. I remember it was just before the wedding of Frank Gibbons' young son, Reg. Billy, my boy, was home on leave, and the morning of the wedding, he had a long talk with Queenie.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice day anyhow, isn't it?
Fine.
You haven't said anything to anyone?
No, of course not.
I'm awfully sorry about last night, Bill. Really, I am.
No need to be sorry. Not your fault.
Yes, but when you've gone back, they'll all be asking me questions, and I don't know what to say.
Tell them the truth. I love you and asked you to marry me. You don't love me and said no. Simple enough, isn't it?
Sounds awful when you say it like that.
No use pretending, is there?
No, I suppose there isn't. I am sorry they're all the same. You do believe that, don't you?
Yes, I believe it all right.
I never did say I would, did I? I mean, I never let you think that...
I'm not blaming you. I told you that last night. It's just that I, I can't help feeling a bit low. It's natural enough, isn't it?
I suppose you won't write to me anymore now, will you?
You're a funny girl, I must say.
I don't see anything so very funny in that.
You want everything, don't you? You know I love you more than anyone else and want to marry you. You turn me down flat, then want me to go on writing to you. If you've taken the trouble to read my letters up to date, you might remember they was mostly about the future. That's all gone now, isn't it? I'll send you a weather report every so often, if you like.
Oh, well, if you're going to turn nasty about it, there's no use saying anymore, is there?
There's someone else, isn't there?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean what I say. You're in love with someone else, aren't you?
Well, it's no business of yours if I am.
Are you going to marry him?
No.
Why not?
That's my affair.
Is he married already?
I wish you'd leave me alone.
Is he?
Yes, he is. Now you're satisfied.
Oh, Queen. You're an awful fool. I do wish you weren't.
Who are you calling a fool? People can't help their feelings.
No, but they can have enough sense not to let their feelings get the better of them. Oh, what you're doing is wrong, whichever way you look at it. There's your mother and father to start with. It'll break their hearts if they ever find out about it. And there's the man's wife, whoever she is. You're laying up trouble there. But most important of all is you. You won't get much out of it in the long run. And don't you fool yourself. Not that kind of a girl, really, whatever you may think. Looks to me as if you're on the way to mucking things up all around. For yourself and everyone else.
Thanks very much for the lecture.
All right. No good me saying any more. I'll go up and talk to Reg. Goodbye, Queen. Good luck.
Now here's Bob Mitchell to continue the story of This Happy Breed.
It was pretty plain to see that Frank Gibbons and his wife Ethel were in for a big spot of trouble with their Queenie. Billy didn't say a word about what he'd learned from her, and the whole thing came to a head on Armistice Night, November the 11th, 1927. Frank and I had been to a big British Legion do at the Albert Hall, and one way or another we'd had a few. It was gone midnight when we got back to Sycamore Road, and we were both pretty merry.
Now then.
Knowing what?
One more night, Ken. You and I have a thick head in the morning.
Well, how about you?
I'm past care now.
That's right. Say when.
Hey, go easy. Hold it while I put the soda in.
Your eyes look terrible. All swimmy.
Well, never you mind about my eyes. Yours don't look so good for me, eh? Look, oh, dear. Now I've wetted my Victoria Cross.
Yeah, don't you wish you had one?
A fat lot of good it'd have done me if I had.
I'd like to take this opportunity of saying that my old regiment is the finest in the world.
Next to the East Surreys, it is.
Here's to the Buffs.
Here's to the East Surreys.
And your old regiment's the finest in the world, too.
That's right.
Here's to the East Surreys.
Here's to the Buffs.
Here. What was that one that chap told us about the couple in the park?
Shut up and start me off.
Hey, that little so-and-so, he can't half tell him a no mistake about it. You know, it's not so much what he says as the way he said it.
Dry, you know, that's what he was. Dry.
That reminds me.
What?
One more.
Hey, go easy.
Go on, it'll do you the world of good.
Who and I will show you if Ethel catches us?
Well, it's my own house, isn't it?
I could do as I like, innit? An Englishman's home is his castle.
Bungo.
Bungo.
Yeah. Have you heard from Billy lately?
Yes, he writes once a week. He's in Malta now.
Good old Billy. He's a fine boy.
You know, I haven't said much about it, but I've often thought that maybe Billy and Queenie might
want it. Queenie, she gives me a headache, all her airs and graces. A good hiding's what she needs.
That wouldn't be any use. Girls get like that. Never doing anything with them. I think Billy would stick to her whatever she did.
How do you mean?
He just loves her, that's all.
It's funny, isn't it? Having kids and seeing what they grow up like.
I'll be pushing off in a minute.
Yeah. Have one more for the road.
The road? I've only got 3 yards to go.
Yeah, well, we don't have a binge like this every day of the week.
Oh, now you've done it.
Oh, dear.
Well, I wish you could see your face.
Yeah, quiet a minute. Listen.
And what do you think you're doing if I'm a makes to bold?
Bob was just going home.
Oh, just going home, was he?
Sorry I woke you up, Ethel.
I suppose you know what the time is, don't you?
Well, who cares? Time was meant for slaves.
You go on up to bed, Frank Gibbons. I'll have something to say to you later. What was that you broke?
It was only the poor old Johnny Walker.
It's all my fault, Ethel.
You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, men of your age, coming home drunk and waking up the whole house.
You're not an old house, Ethel, old girl. You're just a little bungalow.
Oh, come on, Bob. It's time you was going home.
Yeah, now, don't be hard on him, Ethel. He's my best pal. He may be looking a bit silly, I'll admit, but he's my pal all the same.
Who's looking silly?
You are. What about you?
You both look silly, but it's not only what you're going to look in the morning. Now, come on, Bob. I'm not going to stay here.
All right. I can take you in.
Good night, Mrs. G. Good night, Sergeant. It's been a pleasure. Steady the buffs.
All right. You don't have to say nothing. I know.
Now, stop it, Frank. The next time you go to a regimental dinner, you can go to a hotel afterwards and sleep it off. I won't have it, do you hear? This is my dining room. This is not a bar parlour. Go on. Get up to bed and don't make a noise either. What's this?
What's what?
This letter.
Oh, I haven't written no letters.
It's Queenie's writing.
Here. You can't open the girl's private letters.
It's addressed to you and me.
Well, I'll be blowed.
She's gone. Where is it?
Who is this man? Have you ever seen him?
No.
I'll fetch her back. I'll give her the idea of her life.
Can't find her. Don't say where she's gone.
We love each other. His wife won't divorce him. We can't live without each other. So we're going away.
We'll trace her, all right, don't you worry. We'll find out who through the shop. It must have been there that she met him. We'll get her back.
I don't want her back. She's no child of mine. I never want to see her again as long as I live.
Don't talk like that, Ethel.
I mean it. I've done my best to bring her up to behave respectable, to be a good girl, but it hasn't been any use.
If she loves this man that much, maybe it was too strong for her. Maybe she couldn't help herself.
You don't see what she's done same way as what I do, do you?
Oh, I don't know.
She's always been the most trouble, that's true enough. And she's certainly never put herself out to help me the way Var has, that's true too. But I've cared for her just the same as I have the others, and don't you start saying I haven't. There's no use laying the blame for this at my door. What she's done on her own. And I'll never forgive her for it till the end of my days.
That was the last we heard of Queenie for a long, long time. The years were going by and our families had grown up and left us. We still had our bit of fun and our bit of tragedy too. Reg, Frank's son and his wife, were killed in a motor accident. And in 1932, Nora, my missus, died. And then, one summer, 1937, Billy came home again on leave from the Navy. He brought some news for Frank Gibbons and his missus.
What is it, Billy?
It's about Queenie.
What about her?
Does it still make you angry? Even hear her name?
I'm not angry.
Have you seen her, Billy?
Yes, I've seen her.
How is she?
Fine.
Well, what was it you wanted to say about Queenie, Billy?
I sympathize with how you feel, Mrs. Gibbons, really I do. And what's more, she does too. She knows what a wrong she did in going off like that, and it didn't take her long to realize it.
She hasn't had any too good a time, you know. The man she went off with went back to his wife and left her stranded in a sort of boarding house in Brussels.
How long was it before she found another man to take her on?
Ethel. A long time. Over 3 years.
She's all right now then, isn't she?
Yes, she's all right now.
What sort of a bad time did she have? How do you mean?
Trying to earn a living for herself, you know, getting in and out of different jobs. She showed dresses off in a dressmaker shop for over a year. Then she got a job looking after some English children, but that didn't last long. Then she got ill with appendicitis and was taken to hospital.
Where? Where was she taken to hospital? How long ago?
Paris, about a year ago. When she was in hospital, she picked up with an old Scotswoman in the next bed. A little later on, the two of them started an old English tea room in Mentone in the south of France, you know, just for English visitors. That's where I ran into her by accident.
Is she there now?
No, she isn't there now.
Well, where is she then?
She's here.
Here?
How do you mean, here?
Next door with Dad.
Really?
We were married last week in the registry office in Plymouth.
Married?
Well, I've always loved her, you know. Always said I'd wait for her.
Oh, son, I can't believe it.
Hello, Mum. They've come back, have you? Bad girl. Yes, Mum. Nice way to behave, I must say. Upsetting me like this.
That's the way Queenie came home. The year after that, I decided the time had come for me to move from Sycamore Road. Now that Billy was married, the place was too big for me. Although I knew we'd be seeing each other lots and lots of times, it wasn't easy saying goodbye to Frank.
I shall miss you a devil of a lot.
Same here. You'll be popping down to see me, won't you?
You bet. Happy days, old pal.
Happy days, old pal.
And a year later, it was Frank's turn to say goodbye to dear old Sycamore Road. He and Ethel had been at number 17 for 20 years. That's a long time. I think Frank was almost sorry he decided to move.
I shall miss that garden.
Well, it's your own fault. You're the one who's wanted to move.
I know.
You'll have the balcony anyway. You can put window boxes all round.
Window boxes. You know, sometime a bit later on, when I stop working, we might take a little place in the country, mightn't we?
When might that be now, I ask?
Oh, I don't know. In a few years, maybe.
We'll see about that when the time comes.
Yeah, I think you'd like the country. I know you're frightened about it being a bit too quiet, but when people get older, they don't mind so much about being quiet.
Not all that old yet, you know.
Honey,
what is?
Well, you think when you take everything out of a room, it does look bigger. But this one looks smaller.
What if we're going to be out of it?
social life. Sorry to, though, in a way.
Yeah. Well, we'd better be going.
Been a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't mind how many flats we move in, where we go or what we do, so long as I've got you.
Talk so silly.
Well, that's the end of our story. It's August 1939. Number 17 Sycamore Road, Clapham Common, London, SW15, is empty. The Gibbonses have gone. What happened to them? Well, that's really up to your imagination, isn't it? So I'll say, ta-da for now.
Thanks are due to Stanley Holloway, Celia Johnson, John Mills, Robert Newton, and Kay Walsh, who appeared in this special radio adaptation of the Cineguild production of Noel Coward's This Happy Breed. Till our next meeting, when another famous British film will be presented with members of the original cast, this is Leslie Mitchell wishing you goodbye and good luck.